The car crash itself was not actually such a horrific ordeal. It was more the way that it was responded to. So I was in a hit and run, head on car collision. But really what happened was then I was thrown into the American medical system. And I had pain, which was dismissed. I also was refused tests. I was basically treated like an hysterical hypochondriac. And what I've come to find in my journey since is that that's pretty typical for women in pain.
Can you be a little more specific about what was it you were seeing you needed and what were they saying in response?
Yeah, well, I said that I had pain and the pain was getting worse and worse to the point that I was having difficulty walking. And at first my doctor said, well, it takes time to heal from these kinds of things and you need to be patient. And I was like, okay. And then the months went on and I was getting worse and worse. And then he said, well, you know, you only can expect to heal so much from these kinds of things. And it's like, what? And, you know, I was not given proper treatment. I was not put into physical therapy. I was, you know, having to fight for even tests. And I was told, well, we can't give you an x-ray. It's really pointless because it's soft tissue injury. And I'll get to you in a minute how they decided it was soft tissue injury without doing tests. And they didn't even tell me that something existed like an MRI. It was through my own, you know, investigation and pushing for solutions that I came to even find out that test existed. And what's interesting is I think that, you know, what I came to learn is that our healthcare system effectively punishes people who take care of themselves, because I was a hardcore yogi and, you know, I was very athletic in my 20s. And so after the car crash, the way I took care of myself was I was doing as much yoga as I could. So when he quote unquote tested me, he had me, you know, bend over and touch your toes and, you know, all these kinds of things. Well, I could put my hands flat on the floor because I was a practiced yogi, but that didn't mean I didn't have pain. And he decided, well, you're fine. And it's just you have soft tissue injury and it'll heal itself. But it actually turned out not to be the case.
Now, when you see pain in the soft tissue, what soft tissue?
Well, I was having pain in different parts. Like, I think at that point, it was like my neck and my back were hurting, and I was having increasing trouble walking. And it took me a couple of years to find a doctor who really listened to me and didn't dismiss me. And it was interesting because it was a neurologist. And I have found out that often people with chronic pain, the first doctor that actually takes them seriously is a neurologist. And she did tests on my neck. She actually took an MRI. That's when I discovered the existence of MRI. And I had calcified degenerated discs in my neck. And then I'm the one who suggested, well, why don't we continue this down my spine? And she was willing to, you know, maneuver or negotiate, shall we say, the healthcare system so that she could get permission to do that. And she found calcified degenerated discs up and down my spine from the top of my neck to the base of my spine.
Because of the car crash?
I'm assuming so. I mean, I didn't have pain prior to that. I was a very athletic young woman. I would jog 12 miles and swim 6 miles. And, you know, I taught self-defense and I danced and I, you know, whatever, biked and...
You mentioned a couple of times about how you didn't know about the existence of MRI. Mm-hmm. We should make it clear that this is back in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Because MRI is quite well known nowadays.
Yeah.
When you were dealing earlier on with the soft tissue pain, had your injuries otherwise healed up? You weren't dealing with broken
legs
or anything?
It wasn't actually soft tissue pain. He just assumed. He assumed that because I could bend down and touch my feet, he decided from nothing more than his naked eye that I had soft tissue damage. He failed to do testing. Had he done an x-ray, I'm sure he would have found that there was damage. I mean, I had damage, you know, that probably could be seen by an x-ray as well as by an MRI.
But no soft tissue pain on top of that.
Well, I don't know exactly. Here's the thing is that, you know, a big part of my story is a lot of confusion that I was never actually formally diagnosed with anything. There's little pieces. Okay, there's arthritis here, which again, I had to push for tests. And this is over time. And my understanding of what happened was that there was, you know, the initial impact that I had. There was actually a series of accidents, three in the mid-1990s, close to each other. You know, the car crash is what I see as kind of what threw me over the edge and into the medical system. But that I had these repeated traumas to my body. And then as I journeyed through the medical system over the next decade, I was actually repeatedly injured by healthcare practitioners. A lot of times when you have a sensitive body, they won't really listen. They won't pay attention and they try to push you and they're like, does this hurt? Does this hurt? And they actually can re-injure you or make it worse. So what exactly is going on in the various parts of my body? I have tests here and there. You know, like I said, there's the calcified degenerated disc, there's arthritis. I've had some tests. There was a chiropractor that did this test of having me move in different directions, and he showed that what is supposed to move individually doesn't. It's like a big block, and it's all stuck together in my spine.
My guest is Lulua Khazoum. She's a teacher of a new series of classes titled Dancing with Pain. The class is inspired by her own experience of dancing to relieve pain after she was injured in a car crash. You said that when you saw other healthcare professionals that you were re-injured in a sense. How could people who go to your class be sure that they won't be re-injured by dancing?
Well, because in my class, the bottom line is safety. So one thing that I repeat throughout the class is you are your own healer, you are your own savior, and you are the boss of your body. So in this class, I always tell people, I will be giving you suggestions and you are free to ignore them and do your own thing. And I remind them throughout the class, never, ever, ever go into your pain zones. The point of the class is that we explore the parts of the body that are not in pain, the parts of the body that are comfortable. So pain is like a screaming toddler and it's always grabbing your attention. But even if the only place in your body that doesn't hurt is your imagination, you can dance in your imagination. So throughout my class, I encourage people to explore where in their body is free of pain and to really go into that place and expand it and let the music fill it up. And I constantly remind them, you know, because what can happen is you can get really excited. Oh, I can move this now. And then you can overdo it. So I constantly remind them throughout the class, pay attention to your body. If you start to feel pain, back off. Do a different movement. Stop moving altogether physically and just dance in your mind. Move more slowly. Move more gently.
If people were to watch this, would these people look like they're dancing in the way we commonly think of dancing, or is it a different kind of movement?
It's a combination. I mean, if you look at a class, I like to joke that my class looks like chaos because some people are lying down, some people are sitting, some people are bouncing around the walls, you know, bouncing around the room. So the thing is that every body is different. And one of the things I tell people in the class is forget everything you think you know about dance. This is not a performance. This is not about athletic prowess. This is not about sex appeal. This is about you are exploring your body and its relationship to music and how you can fill up the spaces that feel good in your body and move with them.
But given your own experience of treatment that seemed inadequate to you and apparently being re-injured, how can you as instructor of the class feel like everything is going to be okay when you got people all over the place doing different things at different times? How do you know that they're all doing the right thing so that they don't re-injure themselves?
Well, everybody is responsible for their body. And, you know, there's no way that I'm going to be able to tell, you know, so-and-so should not be moving in this way or something. But the whole point of Dancing with Pain is moving away from an externally oriented approach to healing. So I knew, I mean, I had numerous instances where I would tell a doctor or a body worker that I was sensitive and I needed them to be very careful touching me in a certain place. And they ignored that. You know, they often treat especially women as being hysterical and, you know, you're a hypochondriac or whatever. They weren't paying attention. They weren't paying attention verbally. They weren't paying attention with their eyes to my body and my motion and when I would tighten up. First of all, I never touch anyone in the class. And second of all, like I said, I am always guiding them. I don't tell them, you know, put your left foot here or do this with your hand. What I guide them on is how to connect to their body and to really be in touch with where they can move safely and where they can move feeling good and positive and comfortable. So at the end of the day, is it theoretically possible for somebody to overstep their boundaries? Yes, it is. And that's why it's really important that in the class or if someone's doing the method at home, that they really pay attention to their body in every moment. And one of the things I tell people is our bodies are never stagnant. It's like a river. So I can be moving my arms up and down and side to side and everything feels great. And then all of a sudden it can cause pain. So that's when I need to back off. And at that time, either I stop moving my arms altogether or I move them more gently or I move them in a different way.
Now, you have your own personal experience of dealing with pain and trying to find a solution to it. And you also have it sounds like a lifelong experience of yoga and dance. But what else about you, your own personal experience, your training, would assure people who are suffering from pain themselves that they can trust you to help them?
I have been there, done that. I have lived with severe and debilitating pain. I have been wheelchair bound. I have been bedridden. I have been housebound. And I understand what it's like from the inside to live with pain. And I understand the really subtle nuances with which a practitioner needs to work with people who have pain.
How is your pain today?
I live a predominantly pain-free life. So when left to my own devices, I am pain-free. There are things that trigger pain. One of them is very socially awkward, which is shaking hands. When people shake my hands, I had a torn rotator cuff from a chiropractic adjustment, and I self-healed it. I did not get surgery. But when someone shakes my hand, you know, they might pump it up and down, and you know, you can never know ahead of time. And so I don't shake people's hands. The whole idea of dancing with pain is, you know, on some level, obviously it is important where you can get a diagnosis to know what the cause of pain is, especially if it's something that could be life-threatening. But for a lot of people in pain, there is no diagnosis. We don't know what causes it. And my experience is it doesn't matter. I spent a long time spinning around in a maze, seeking answers in a way that we think of the answers. I need a diagnosis. I need a definitive. What's wrong with me? What's going on? You know? And what I came to realize is, you know what? It doesn't matter. The reality is I'm living with chronic pain, and the question is, what can I do about it? And then my mission was to optimize my health and wellness in every single dimension of my life, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You know, what is my nutrition like? What are my relationships like? What is my sleep hygiene like? Am I exercising enough? You know, it was a complete revolution in how to approach healing. And so the thing is that whatever the source is, I don't care. The thing is that I know what to do to heal myself from it.
Lulwa Khazum, teacher of a new series of classes titled Dancing with Pain, inspired by her own experience of dancing to relieve pain after she was injured in a car crash. She started a series of Dancing with Pain classes on August 28th at Healing Pathways Medical Clinic. And on September 1st, she starts a downloadable audio class series. Lulwa, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.